Lord, we come in that name and we just give you all the thanksgiving and praise. And Lord, thank you again for your vessels of mercy. Oh, what a beautiful thing. There isn't anything more powerful, Lord God, and precious to you, Lord Jesus, than that wonderful little goodly pearl. Oh, how you're seeking it, Lord God. And thank you that it's the word of your grace that's bringing her forth. And Lord, we come to you and we come in that oneness of Christ today. That one voice and one spirit, one praise, one faith. It's all you. It's all you. And thank you, Lord, that you have it here for us. And we look to you and that you be magnified and you be lifted up. Lord, encourage this into our lives. Thank you again for this true, true, wondrous fellowship that we have with you and the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Thank you, God. Glad I did not miss it. Hallelujah. Go ahead and turn today to Colossians chapter 2, and then we'll move over to Ephesians chapter 2. And in Colossians 2, verse 12, it says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Amen. Praise God. That's pretty direct. I thank the Lord. By his grace, I receive that. And I thank God. I love how it says an operation. I love when God operates. And what that means is it's a work of power. And that's the only work of power there is. I hope you understand that. There be no power but of God. He's all powerful. Know that. Man has no power. None. It's all of God. Don't you be concerned. But I'll tell you, that work of power, we know, not only did that work of power save us, but through that wondrous work of power in what its plan is and what its plan was, through that wonderful revelation that was given to the Apostle Paul through his epistles, we know that it wasn't just to save us, but it was so he would have a wife from his body to marry him. Thank you, Lord. I receive that work of power. I know that was done, praise God. And I know, thank you, Lord Jesus, it's been revealed to me. And all those, praise God, that'll go after his word, it's there for them. And this verse, praise his name, it just shot my heart right back to that wonderful glory, and I mean glory beyond, of that interaction and that relationship of David and Bathsheba. Yes, David and Bathsheba. Now, many look on the surface of this event. I've heard multiple sermons of ones trying to get me right. That want to look on the surface of the event, look at that failure, look at the sadness, look at the natural cost. And I love this, but God. Amen. So you can live a life that's on the surface, that looks at the natural events of your life and the failure and the sadness and the cost. Or you can turn it by the grace of God and allow the Lord to turn that to but God. Amen. Now, as the Lord encouraged, he said, now, son, I want you to see the glory in this. He said, son, see the glory. David, we know in the word of God, is a type of Christ. We see that so sweetly. And in this so sweetly, we've rejoiced in certain degrees to it, that David, that type of Christ, that was made that sin so Bathsheba could marry him and reign with him. Follow with me now. See, without David's lustful, adulterous, fornicative, even murderous act, do you realize that Bathsheba would have never been his wife? or be seated in that throne with him? Oh, yeah. Take a big swallow, because it's going to get deeper. If she did not embrace the one who would fall so low, even be despised, she would have never been one of the five women that are mentioned right there in Matthew 1. There are five women in Matthew 1 listed right there as those women that were the lineage of Jesus Christ. Huh? Yes, amen. Now, if she did not embrace that, it wouldn't have been. And brothers and sisters, if we were not drawn to that worm on the cross, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being made sin for us, we would have never had the opportunity to be married and to reign with the King. Ephesians chapter 2. And let's begin reading in verse 4. But God. We got all the surface events. We got all the natural cost. We've got all these things of failure and sadness. But God. I tell you, go out of here today by the grace of God. With those two words always before you. But God. Amen. Amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. See, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, with him. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, do you see that he had to be made sin for us to have us? The operation of God. He had to be made sin for us to have us. And in that operation, isn't that just so like God? All of us were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And so he had to be made sin for us to have us. David, up until this time with Bathsheba, his life lived virtue after virtue. You don't read anything of David's life in a negative light, in a sense of him not looking to God and relying on God for everything. It was virtue after virtue until the moment he saw Bathsheba. And you know what happened? It all changed. I like to say it this way when I receive the glory. He saw something so beautiful it was just too much for him. He saw something too beautiful it was too much for him. And he had to have her. But in order to have her, he had to sin. I'm going to bring you back to this. You've got to see this in glory, not in your natural mind. Bathsheba was married to another. Do you realize that we were married to another? We were married to the law. Oh yes, the word of God tells us that. And the only way Christ Jesus could have us, he had to be made our sin. And you know what had to happen with the law? Who we were married to? It had to die. It had to die. Because we were married to another. And that had to die. Now, David became all that to have her. David was despised, ridiculed, hated. There was even death. It was death of their child. Yep. But God. And you know what? David arose. Oh, yes, he did. And you know how we really know he arose? He said, before thee and thee only have I sinned. Do you remember when the father had to turn from him? Because he could not look upon him as he was being made sin for us who knew no sin. But at that time, and as he took that sin, we were raised. Praise God. And I praise the Lord, and I look at that with David and Bathsheba. They were raised in that marriage, in that reigning. And oh my, God even made them fruitful. Oh, now. This was way beyond what David ever imagined. What God was always planning for Bathsheba. God had such a plan in it. Now we're talking Jesus. David was always scrambling to make something right. Oh, son, I'm using you to testify of me. Son, I love you. I made you a man after my own heart. I did. I've got so much more for Bathsheba, son. It's going to be beyond your wildest dreams. And I'll tell you what, that's us today. Do you really rejoice in that you've been buried with Christ? That you've been raised and seated together with him? I mean, really, really rejoicing. Praise God that he seated us even in the throne with him. Now, by the grace of God, if we really do not see the grace, I'll tell you, I'd rather say it this way. Do we really see the grace that if we were not drawn to that one on the cross and loving to be buried with him and in that death, we wouldn't be raised and seated with him today? Do you realize when we see him, as it speaks of him in Revelation, it says, the Lamb slain. Oh my. Jesus was made sin because he loved. We were buried with him, praise God, because he loved. And praise Jesus. All to raise us and seat us together with him because he loved. Oh, yes. Now, I think without any question, it is the love story of the ages. It is. It's the love story of the ages. You know that. Praise God. Amen. We do. And I'll tell you, we know that he's the author and finisher of our faith. So I thank God that in It's the Love Story of the Ages, I know when I see that he's writing that novel in me. This is being written in our lives. The lover of my soul, the lover of our soul. He's drawing us to him. Embracing the reproach that he was made for me. Do you really embrace that? Oh man, I'll tell you what. I'm so thankful to embrace him. He was made that reproach to have me, to be with me. He had to take my sin. He had to be made my sin. And I thank him today. I say praise be to God. I take him. He's the love of my life. Oh hallelujah. One that would love me like that. To be made that for me. I'm drawn to that. I'm drawn to that worm. Praise you, Jesus. And we died together, it says. We died together. I thank God for that. And I'm buried with him. Hallelujah. I know he took that all for me, but I embrace that. I rejoice in him. And I thank God that he raised me with him. And I see, praise God, that he raised me with him, as I see in this David and Bathsheba, that he raised me to marry me. He raised me to reign with him. He raised me, praise God, hallelujah, my beloved Jesus. And I thank God, because as the Lord dealt with me, honey, how much of this grace story do you want? What do you want to see? How much and how far do you want to go? How ravished are we to gaze at the beloved Lamb? Huh? Oh, yes. Who drew us to him to set us on a throne? And I thank the Lord. I do. And brothers and sisters, I thank God. I thank God that we love to live godly. But he's the godly life that lives in me. Do you understand that? That wonderful Lamb? I don't want to live self-righteously. I understand by the grace of God what's right and wrong. I get that. But I know who's finished that all for me. I thank the Lord that there was no other way, praise God, for atonement. There was no other way for redemption. There was no other way. Praise be to God. I rejoice because my old man, the old man, is dead. He's dead. I thank God. I get that there's a battle. I got two natures. But I'm telling you, I'm brand new. I'm brand new. And I love him for that. And I embrace my beautiful Lord. He died for me, but he took that death. And I entered in, praise God, to that with him. In that beautiful baptism to be buried with him. He took that. In that embrace, praise God. That wonderful sinless one was made that sin and embraced me. And praise God, he took it all. And then, hallelujah, honey, I didn't just take it. I'm going to raise you in the newness of my life. Do you think Bathsheba, I mean, really, do you think she was sorry? Come on, do you really think she was sorry? There were hurts. But I'll tell you what, there was no looking back. None. She wasn't sorry for the grace that met her there that day. If judgment met her there that day, they both would have been dead. If judgment met you any day, you'd be dead. Grace met you. Grace meets you. Grace upon grace upon grace. That's what meets you. And grace met her there that day. And as she was drawn to that one who would bear that sin, see, all the blame, all the reproach fell upon David. Oh, yes, it did. You will not find in the word ill spoken of Bathsheba in this. All of that fornication, all of that adultery, all of that murder fell upon the one David. But it was all placed upon him while he drew her nigh to him so she could be raised to rule and reign upon his throne. That's your life. That's your life. And here we are. We're crucified together with him, aren't we? Isn't that beautiful? I'm crucified together with him. Oh, and now I'm raised. I'm raised in the newness of life with him. And you know why? It's so I could be like him. Yeah. Yeah. wanted me, he wanted you to have the same fellowship with his beloved Father. He wanted you and he wanted me to come into that same glorious sonship that he had known in ages past. The Father and the Son in ages past getting together and thanking and rejoicing of what the Father had put in his Son. Son, you're going to bring many sons to glory. And it wasn't just to be like him as a baby. No. It's to be like him in the stature and the measure and the fullness of him. He didn't want sons, you know, and say, well, you're just going to be my little son. He wanted us to grow up in that like him. That transformation. That we could marry him. And rule and reign with him. And here we are. I mean, isn't it beautiful? I'm not in any physical state to rule and reign with him. You're not either. You know that. But his faith in me is. His faith in me is. Honey, I believe him. I believe him. That new man, because of the word of his grace, because of the power of his might, has taken all the doubt and all the unbelief and set that aside. I step into the throne room. My Father, the life that I have is the glory of your Son. It is. It's just marvelous. And he made me like him. And I thank you, Father, by his grace. By his grace, I'll rule and reign together with him. Well, I think I agree with you. I just say, let's come and praise him together. Come on, honey, we're ready to praise him. You just come right on down.